Good afternoon, everybody. iPhones for me in the mid-2000s, when I had my own Verizon store out there in Royal Oak, it was a case of they were like more like a status symbol than they were operational and functional. You had to have an iPhone to be in, to be a part of a certain clique or a certain group. They were highly troublesome. And when we decided through Verizon, because they were initially exclusive to AT&T when they originally launched, and when I had my store, Verizon got them, so we got them. And, you know, Sean talks about, you know, his issues with them. And, Tom, of course, you have the opposite issue. My issue was just the constant bugging of their rules and requirements to sell their product. And I basically threw them out of the store. I said, I'm not even going to carry iPhones at all. Whether it was AT&T, which we didn't have, we just had Verizon. And Sprint and T-Mobile didn't, so we just didn't even carry them.